So this whole interaction with self and identity was a very difficult one for me growing up. The self that I attempted to take out into the world was rejected over and over again. And my panic at not having a self that fit, and the confusion that came from myself being rejected, created anxiety, shame, and hopelessness, which kind of defined me for a long time. But in retrospect, the destruction of myself was so repetitive that I started to see a pattern. The self changed, got affected, broken, destroyed, but another one would evolve. Sometimes stronger, sometimes hateful, sometimes not wanting to be there at all. The self was not constant. And how many times would myself have to die before I realized that it was never alive in the first place? I grew up on the coast of England in the 70s. My dad is white from Cornwall, and my mum is black from Zimbabwe. Even the idea of us as a family was challenging to most people. But nature had its wicked way and brown babies were born. But from about the age of 5, I was aware that I didn't fit. I was the black atheist kid in the all-white Catholic school run by nuns. I was an anomaly. And myself was rooting around for definition, trying to plug in. Because the self likes to fit, to see itself replicated, to belong. That confirms its existence and its importance. And it is important. It has an extremely important function. Without it, we literally can't interface with others. We can't hatch plans and climb that stairway of popularity, of success. But my skin color wasn't right. My hair wasn't right. My history wasn't right. Myself became defined by otherness, which meant that in that social world, I didn't really exist. And I was other before being anything else, even before being a girl. I was a noticeable nobody.